Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and good morning and welcome to today's International Divine Intervention Day program. We're so honored that you're here with us this morning and we're so grateful for you to be here with us this morning. We have a lot to cover this morning on this blessed day. I want to say happy Sabbath, shalom, happy Saturday to all of you all who are joining us today. We're certainly looking forward to your participation and God has really waking you up this morning to a brand new day. So the purpose for today is it's an International Divine Intervention Day. That means it's around the world. It's international. That's around the world. Divine. We're looking forward to God being a part of this. We're welcoming God into this Intervention Day program. It's an intervention. We're saying, God, we're not getting it right here on this earth. We are not getting it right. You know, you created us with your purpose, with your intent to worship you and to have a relationship with you and a relationship with our fellow man. But God, somehow or other, we have failed you. We have failed you. And so we're asking God to intervene, to intervene. We're saying, God, Father, Mother, our Creator, our leader, the organizer, the manager of it all, we're saying, please intervene into our affairs. Come in to us. Come into us and intervene. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We're asking you. We're saying, God, you know, I know you've given us free will, free choice, but we're saying, God, we don't even know how to exercise the right free will, the right free choices. We don't know how to make the right decisions, Lord, in all cases and probably most of our cases. And I'm talking in concert as humanity, as beings. Our foreparents got it wrong, Adam and Eve. And by sinning, you know, God, it looks like we're no better than we're not judging them. But Lord, you know more about us than we know ourselves. And so the purpose of today, you know, as we welcome each and every one of you all, and you still have time to go out there and call someone and let them know, listen, you got to listen to this program today because this is the power in love and forgiveness, love and forgiveness. And God is the author of love. He's the author of love, and he tells us the importance of forgiveness. And so you still got time. Somebody who may be holding on, harboring something that they don't want to forgive someone, you know, for something that has transpired. It could be yesterday. Could it be years ago? Could it be 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago? They're still holding on to something. They haven't found in their hearts to forgive. They say they do. But then, you know, forgiveness is when, you know, when you're letting these things go. And yes, it's human. You may not forget something that somebody's done to you. You may not forget it. But you've got to find a way to forgive them because God is forgiving you. And if you don't forgive that person, how can you expect, how can you really expect God to forgive you? How can you really expect God to forgive you if you're not forgiving someone? And you know when you haven't forgiven that person is when you constantly, even if you periodically, you bring it up. You bring it up. You bring it up. The story is told about a couple, and I just want to say this here quickly. The story is told about a couple Well, we'll save that for Love Power. We'll save that for Love Power. I think I'm supposed to be presenting the Love Power this morning on our focal point. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to welcome each and every one of you all. And the purpose of this morning is to ask God to intervene into our affairs. We're going to get started this morning with our program by bringing in Sister Minister Cassandra Wright to give us our opening prayer. We're going to certainly ask Sister Minister Cassandra Wright to give us our opening prayer. Good morning, Minister Wright.
Good morning, Dr. Walker and everyone. God bless you all. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank and praise you, Father God, for who you are. We bless your name, Father God, for all what you have done and what you're going to do in our lives, Father God. We ask and pray, Lord Jesus, for forgiveness of our sins, Lord God, for our wrongdoing, Lord God, our shortcomings, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where we have failed you, God, in the name of Jesus, we do pray, Lord. And we ask, Lord God, for blessings, Lord God, for our children, our children's children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And for those, Lord God, that are in need, Father God, that have bereaved families, Father God, and that's going through today, we pray, Lord God, everywhere, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the speaker for today, God, to bring forth, glory to God, the word, Father God, and Lord God, that it seep down into our hearts and our spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that it will take root, God, and grow. Hallelujah, Father God, that we have another chance for today and that it would carry on, Father God, and that we can take it and help someone else to spread the word and the good news, Father God. Lord God, help us all to make a change, Lord God, in our hearts, in our minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless your name. We thank you for Dr. Walker and his show and the people, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God, that it's going around all over the world, Father God, that it make a difference and a change to someone, God. Hallelujah. To us all, Father. We bless your name, God. And we ask and pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, for this day. Hallelujah. Lord God, to go with us. And keep us, that we be kept and keep us safe, Father God. We'll be safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Watch over all of us, Father. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that. Thank you so very much for that. Today is our Divine International Intervention Day program. So thank you so very much for that. We're going to... You all, pardon me just for a second. I want to bring in Brother Lorenzo, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer, because I don't have it here. Good morning, Brother Lorenzo. Were you scheduled to do the scripture reading this morning?
Yes, I was.
Okay, all right, then we have you on here. Thank you, Minister Wright, for that prayer, and we're going to now bring in... Yes, God bless you. We're going to bring in now Brother Lorenzo, a.k.a. the Demon Slayer, with our scripture reading and interpretation this morning, a brief scripture reading and the interpretation. Okay, Brother Lorenzo.
Okay, I'm coming from Psalms 1, and it reads, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff, scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly." My interpretation of that Bible verse is this. Watch who you be around in life. Watch the character of the people. Listen to people of what they say and how they say things. Because sometimes you can be right beside the evil one and you don't even know it. So really know your inner circle. Really know the people that you be around, who you come into contact with. And always watch your surroundings. This world is very evil. And it wouldn't take nothing but a half a second for you to get into a situation that we always talk about on the show and go through different logic on what would you do in certain situations. So my advice to the panel of listeners and to people that I used to talk to on a day-to-day basis is watch the spirit of people. It's not the flesh that you're looking at. It's the spirit. So that's what I carry from that interpretation. And God be with everyone on this show.
Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Brother Lorenzo. Thank you so very much. We certainly do appreciate that scripture and interpretation thereof. All right, this time we're going to bring in Sister Sparkles. She's going to do today's food for thought. Today she's going to come to us with a special poem for our food for thought this morning, and she's going to give her views on after reading that poem. So let's go ahead at this time and welcome back to our program Sister Sparkles, and this will be followed by special music early this morning with Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. So once we have the poem by for the food for thought this morning by Sister Sparkles, then we're going to have special music by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. All right. Good morning, Sister Sparkles.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Thank you. Thank you again for launching this food for thought on this routine program this morning. Good morning to everyone in the listening audience. Today, the food for thought is going to be a poem by James Polk, and it is entitled, My Angel. I felt the love of an angel today for the first time since I walked away. I felt guilt and shame so many years, but the angel freed me of that through my tears. I cried to him and confessed my sin. I opened the door and let him in. The angel greeted me with a smile. He held me in his arms and said, "It's been a while." He said, "My child, it is going to be all right. No longer will you cry yourself to sleep at night. All those times when you felt full of fear, it was I who pulled you through. I've always been near." He said, "I have loved you since the beginning of forever, and my love for you will stop never. My child, I am always there. All you have to do is come to me in prayer." As I reflect on this poem, what a beautiful poem that it touches and soothes our hearts and souls. To know that the loving Father is always there for us, ready to receive us, no matter what we've done or where we've been in our walk of life, always there to greet us and to love us and to bring us back into his loving arms. And I think about a song, it's an old song, but part of the verse says that needless griefs and pains we bear, if we would take it to God in prayer. So I just say to everyone, take everything, big and small, let's take it to God in prayer. Until we meet again the next time, God bless, Sister Sparkles.
All right, thank you so very much, Sister Sparkles, for that poem. And your thoughts on that poem for our today's food for thought. Thank you so kindly. This time we're going to have special music this morning by Dr. Dorinda Ritchie. This will be followed by a praise report by Elder Jude. Once again, Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, and followed by a praise report by Elder Jude. Good morning, Dr. Dorinda. Dr. Durant.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. The song I'm going to sing this morning is entitled Sea of Forgetfulness.
I stand before you guilty and unworthy. How can I be forgiven and holy? And I know I break your heart, but you promised I could start all over, and all the things I've done, you place them each and every one into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sins. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east and the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. And you keep cleansing me and placing my sin into the sea of forgetfulness. You welcome me with open arms of mercy. In spite of all I've done, you still keep loving me, and I only need to ask, and you erase all of my past forever. My debts have all been paid, and they have all been washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. You placed all of my sins. Well, I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east and the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. And you keep cleansing me and placing my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. It's your unfailing love that covers me and all my multitude of sins. It's your steadfast love that keeps reminding me I'm forgiven. Into the sea of forgetfulness, you placed all of my sins. I'm the one who keeps reminding you over and over again into the sea of forgetfulness. Far as the east and the west, 70 times 7, you've forgiven me. And you keep cleansing me and making my sin. Into the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen. Amen. See the forgiveness. If you haven't listened to that song, that's beautiful. If you just even go back and listen to the lyrics, read even the lyrics of that song, it is beautiful. And it's so timely this morning because it touches on the power and love and forgiveness and the seeds of forgetfulness. Thank you so very much, Dr. Dorinda Ritchie, for that inspirational song in music. All right, so now we're going to certainly go in with a praise report this morning with Elder Jude. That will be followed by an early morning testimony by Sister Charlotte Henry. We're going to go with Elder Jude. Good morning, Elder Jude. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath. I just have a quick praise report to give. And what I want to talk about is like something that's called, for me, little miracles. And they seem to happen every day. I just want to say God's mercies are new every morning, every day. He's just been so good, I just can't tell it all. when I talk about little miracles, I'm talking about things like when God allows things to happen to you that, you know, that maybe we seem to take them as normal, everyday things, but that's God's mercy. That's God showing us that he is present. We're talking about like, oh, you miss your flight, and, you know, you're able to get another flight quickly. Things like, oh, there's something in the store and there's no more, and then the person happens to find the last one. These little things, simple little things that may seem like nothing, but God is very present in them. For me, most recently, I've been trying to find a place to move and live, and for some reason, instead of my bills getting higher, they seem to get lower. So I was fortunate enough to be able to find a place for me to stay. And we know that I was staying with family, and we know that being able to have a place of your own, there's nothing like it. So I was thanking God for that, number one. And instead of my bills seem to be getting higher, they seem to get lower. Got my place, phone bill got lower. Got my place, my storage unit, got the price to my storage unit got smaller, of course. I mean, these little things sometimes happen, but these unexpected things, I'm so grateful for them. God continues to be faithful, and we have to remember to thank him even in the least of these. So keep in mind that God is in everything. So that's my praise report. God has been blessing me with lessening my bills, and I'm so grateful for all of that. Thank you for listening and hearing to my praise report.
Amen. Elder Jew, what a timely message. You know, the little, the many, M-I-N-I, which turns into M-A-N-Y, blessing that we do take for granted. Thank you so very much for that. And Elder Jude is going to be celebrating his birthday in the coming weeks. He's a July baby as well, just like I am. And I want to thank all of you all for participating, those of you all who participated in my birthday celebration on July 5th, celebrating with the Independence Day. Thank you all very much for what you did in terms of helping me to celebrate another year of God's blessings upon my life. And we wish and extend to all the July birthdays, particularly since we're in the month of July. Elder Jude is one of those. Port Rosette is one of those as well. And if your birthday month is this month, then let us make it known on the air if you're participating. And even if you're not, just press 1, and we celebrate with all of you all. And we thank God for all of you all who he brought to this planet, who, you know, through our mother's womb, for being here on this planet. We've got a lot to offer, all of us, to every human being whose God has blessed. This time we're going to go ahead and have an early morning. Thank you once again, Elder Jude. And we're going to go ahead now and have an early morning testimony by Sister Charlotte Henry. And this will be followed by, I believe we're bringing in, we'll bring that up right after Sister Charlotte Henry. I think we're going to have Sister Nila Lewis give our prayer warrior this morning. This morning she's going to give it. So let's go ahead with Sister Charlotte Henry. Sister Charlotte Henry, good morning and welcome to you.
Good morning, Dr. Wall. Good morning, everyone. My testimony starts off with the scripture reading from Psalm 80, verse 10. It says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. So my daughter lives in England, and she was just married and everything, and they decided they were going to come over here. But before they did, I got made arrangements for a hotel and everything for them. When they get here, they'll be with us for a week and so we went everywhere, because this is the first time our husband, who's from Nigeria, first time he's ever been to America. So I wanted to be special. So my daughter wanted to show him all the places where, she grew up and kind of her roots. One of the places she wanted to take him to is D.C. So as a matter of fact, this week, Thursday, they flew to D.C. and they'll be there for the weekend, and then they'll come back here to Florida where we are. So I had made arrangements for the hotel for D.C., so when my daughter comes and so forth, they can just go on over there and stay in the hotel. And when I was making the arrangements about a month ago, I was making the arrangements and I told the guy, I wanted a hotel room that has food, food comes with it and so forth. And he assured me that that was that. My daughter called me yesterday morning and she said, Mom, did you pay for breakfast? And I said, yeah, I made sure of that because I know that, on Sabbath, we don't go to the restaurants and buy and all that stuff. So I made sure that she had, the food. And she said, well, my husband went and they said he didn't, that he had to pay. So he paid $18, $19 or whatever on Friday morning. And I said, no, that shouldn't be. She said, well, can you call them? So I called the Priceline.com something, wherever I got the arrangements. And I was talking to the lady about, I said, well, I ordered a room and, what can you all do? Can you call the hotel, let them know that, this weekend that the food is paid for and all that kind of stuff? She said, well, we need to investigate it. We don't know for sure if the representative told you that or not, so you're going to have to pay for it all the weekend, and then just keep your receipts, and we'll reimburse you if we find out that, yes, the mistake was ours. And I was like, okay. And I said, well, is there any way I can get in touch with the hotel? Because before then, I tried to call the hotel, but that 1-800 number for you to make the reservations, that number is the only number there to contact the hotel. So there was no way I could really contact the hotel straight away. So she gave me the number, and I said, okay, I'll call the hotel. So I paused because I prayed right there. I said, Lord, please work this out because I don't know what else to do. And then the money is not, that's a lot of money probably anyway. So I called and talked to the lady, one of the ladies there, and in one of the departments of reservation and stuff. And she said, well, there's nothing I can do about that. You have the room, we can't make any adjustments or whatever. She said, but what I'll do is I'll turn you over to the front desk. Maybe they can help you. And she turned me over there. She turned me to the number, but the number went back to that, if you need this, dial this number, you need this one, dial this. So she really didn't turn me over to anybody. I just pressed the number again, front desk myself, and then went on. And then the lady from the front desk, a Jamaican lady, answered the phone and so forth, and I was explaining to her that I had bought the room with the dinner, with the breakfast and everything, and it's not going, and my daughter is there for the weekend. And I said, and she said, well, ma'am, there's nothing we can do. If you've already, you've already went through a third party to get it, there's nothing we can do with that. And I said, well, ma'am, I know I bought breakfast because of the fact that I know it's the Sabbath. I don't do any buying or selling on the Sabbath, so I know I had bought the breakfast so my daughter can have breakfast on Sabbath. She don't have to go to no restaurant or whatever. It's right there and everything paid for. And she said, well, ma'am, I can't do anything, but she said, how much? I said, well, how much would breakfast be? Because I was saying in my mind, I'll just pay for that one day, up front, and I won't worry about it. My daughter would have to just swing it for Friday and for Sunday and so forth like that. And so she said, it's about $16 to $18 a day. I said, what? I said, I don't have money like that. $16 to $18 a day for the whole time that they're there. And she said, well, ma'am, let me see what I can do. And before she said that, I said, because I said, I know, and I repeated it. I said, I know my daughter, just to make sure that she was okay for the Sabbath, because
we don't go to restaurants on the Sabbath. So if I say, well, ma'am, let me just check and see what I can do. Because she said, really, there's nothing to do that I can do because it's already you already have the room. So long story short, she went back, and then she came back to the phone after telling me that she can't do anything, after telling me that it's already set and so forth, they don't have the authority to change anything. She said, ma'am, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you coupons for the whole entire 4 days that they're here. And I said, really? She said, well, you just come on down and let me see if you're in here. And she said, what's your name? And I said, you know, told her my name. And then she said, we don't see that name here. I said, well, then I told her my daughter's name. And then she said, yes, yes, she's here. Just come on and get the coupons. So my daughter went down to get the coupons. She was on the seventh floor, so she went down to get the coupons, took a little minute. And then she got the coupons. They went on to breakfast. My daughter called me back, and she said, Mom, guess what? God is so good. Even with that, even, yes, we got to take the coupons, and thank God for that. But she said, Mom, my husband had already paid for breakfast. He went ahead and paid for breakfast before we, you know, I got the tickets. And the lady at the front desk said that we couldn't use that to reimburse him, the $18-something dollars that he had paid already. And she said, but we went into the restaurant, and we explained the situation with the lady. And the lady at the cash register lady just reimbursed and said, no, no worries. And she gave him back his money. And I said, praise the Lord. And I just want to say that may be simple to some people, but to me, it's a big, huge thing. You know why? Because the Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. So I believe that when I start telling the lady about the Sabbath, because notice I didn't tell the other guy about the Sabbath or whatever. I just said I knew I bought a room with breakfast. But when I said that, it's like God defended his own word because he wants to let us know that he'll protect his word. If he tells us to do something, he's going to give us strength and power to do it. He told us to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. So he's going to make sure that we do that in his power, not in our own power and strength. And I said, wow, just my opening up my mouth and telling this lady that, look, and my protecting what I believe, and it's right from the word of God, God was able to open doors for me, that I saved myself $18 a day for two people. That's $40 if you think about it. $40 times 4 days, that's a lot of money to me. $160 that I saved because God saved it for me. And I just want to give him praise, and I want to let all of us know we have an opportunity to open our mouths with whatever it is, to open our mouths wide, and God will fill it. Amen.
Amen. Sister Charlotte Henry, wow, it sounds like Minister Charlotte Henry, with your testimonies when you come on the air and give any of your testimonies or prayer war or praise reports. I can't speak for anybody else, but it always blesses my heart. You are one of those, and we have others that give those powerful praise reports or testimonies, and you're right, God does honor his word. He does honor his word, and he's serious about it, and he will open that door and make provision. So thank you so very much. And God even God, I just contacted Sister Henry last night and asked her to give a testimony this morning. And she's one of those who never says no if she's available. And I just want to thank you publicly for that, Sister Henry, because you know, I certainly do appreciate it, because the program, it was like the program was incomplete, and I just sent her a text, and she said yes, and I thank you for that. So, God, and I thank you, God, for impressing upon her heart to give a beautiful, beautiful, powerful testimony this morning. So thank you again. All right.
You're welcome.
So now we'll move right. Yes, so right now we'll move right along, and we're going to have our first prayer warrior. If you are on the line and you're in need of special prayer this morning, We're going to open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity. Sister Neela Lewis is going to be our first prayer warrior this morning. Good morning, Sister Neela Lewis. Welcome to today's program. Sister Neela Lewis?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can now. Sister Lewis, we're going to, for the sake of time, we're going to open up the phone lines, and if you'll give a brief, go ahead, and we're going to take about three prayer requests because we are running behind in time a little bit. All right, so, but we don't want to rush the Holy Spirit with what you have to do. So we're going to open up the phone lines, and let's go ahead and have people give you, we're going to ask that you give your name. If you're making a special prayer request, give your name clearly. Please speak clearly. Give your prayer request. If you're interceding for someone, give the name of that person and your prayer request, even if it's unspoken. But give your prayer request for God to intervene into the life of the purpose for which you're petitioning him about or for. All right, and if you're not given a special prayer request, the lines are open, and please, please, please be so kind to mute your phones. Mute your phone so that it doesn't interfere with the praying process. All right, the lines are now open for your prayer request.
Praise be to God.
My name is my name is Lorenzo Spencer, and
yes.
I would like for you to pray for my children and my grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
Sister Lewis, this is Pastor Rowe. Can you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, my name is Pastor Castell Rowe, and of course I just want to, pray, for everyone, that are on our show and, throughout the world. And this month has especially been a great month for Marjorie Cross. She's got grandchildren, and quite a few have had birthdays. I know one yesterday, and throughout the month. But we want to remember Sister Marjorie Cross on her birthday, which is the 30th. She does so much to help others. And so, just keep, I'm just asking everyone just to keep her in prayer. As she's someone that's responsible for, even for me being on the call. She invited me, so she's always inviting people to be on the calls and so that they can be supported and encouraged, especially like with these testimonies such as Sister Charlotte Henry gave and Brother Lorenzo and so on and so forth. So keep Sister Marjorie Cross in prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
This is Mr. Wright, and I would like for you to pray for my brother in Christ, my friend, Elder Harris. He lost his brother, and the whole family. Just keep them in prayer on today, as well as my children, our children, and grandchildren as well.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Is there another one? Or we can go on this morning. Praise be to God. I want all of you to lift me up in prayer. I've been going through a crucible illness. And I know we have to be tried, and we pray this morning that all those of us who are going through any illnesses, that God is able. All we have to do is to come to him. So this morning, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray in the spirit and in the truth of God's word. Mighty God, our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, our mighty God, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. Yes, our Shepherd, the Lord is our Shepherd. We shall not want. our great Redeemer and friend, our mighty God, our refuge and strength, our shelter in the time of storm, our cooling shade in the burning sand. He's our faithful God, and he's our faithful guide for the pilgrim's band. Almighty God, you're a shelter. You're a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, mighty God, we call upon you this morning. You're a great God, our great warrior God, our great warrior, our great restorer, our leader, our confidant, our greatest friend. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. Oh, what a privilege to carry everything. I say everything, not some things, but everything to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find a solace in Jesus Christ. So as we come this morning in the attitude of prayer, we want to give you thanks and praise for your holy name. We just come to confess our sins before you this morning. So as we pray to you, our prayer will come up through the Holy Ghost as incense to your throne, so that our prayers will be accepted by our holy God through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Lorenzo. Have mercy upon him. He's your child, Lord. You know all about him. Hallelujah. Nobody has to come and tell you about your son. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If he was the only person on earth, Jesus, you would still have come and died for your dear son. So we pray this morning as he's asking to be with him and his children and grandchildren. You know their names. You know where they live. You know their deeds. Mighty God, change them. Bring them to the foot of the cross and help them to cast in their lots before it is eternally too late. So wake them up this morning. Shake them up, mighty God. Speak to them through your Holy Ghost and help them to confess their sins before you and come boldly unto the throne of grace, because there is grace. There is plenty good room in our Father's kingdom. Bless him and his family, Lord, and all those who are connected to him. Bless even his neighbors in the mighty name of Jesus as he goes around and tell what Jesus Christ has done for him. May souls be born anew for your kingdom. Father, we pray for Pastor Roll in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. He's requesting from you, Lord Jesus, to give him the strength and the power to go on. He's requesting prayer for Sister Marjorie Cross. Praise be to God, she had a birthday, or maybe a birthday's coming up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Sister Marjorie this morning. You know all about her. You know her needs. Could you please grant her needs through the power and the might of Jesus Christ. Open her heart, Lord, and bless her family, bless her children, bless her grandchildren. And if she has great-grandchildren, we pray, God, that you will bless them too. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord, that she'll not have room enough to receive it. As Pastor Roll said, she's always asking people to come on the call. And so he was one of them that she made a call to say, come see a man. Come see a man that all of us should see, little Christ, the true and living Christ. So we thank you for her. And Lord, we pray for Sister Wright. We pray for her, Lord Jesus. She's weeping and mourning the loss of Elder Harris. In the mighty name of Jesus, be with her. Comfort her heart. Help her to remember that this death is only asleep if we die in Jesus Christ. And we shall live again. We shall live again because Jesus Christ has the keys of hell and of death. And therefore, when we sleep in Jesus, we know that he'll call us again in that first resurrection. So help us to live for Jesus. Help this prayer line, Jesus, this International Day of Prayer. We pray for the leader. We pray for Dr. Jesse Walker. In the name of Jesus, hold him with your powerful hand. You promised to guide him and keep him. And all those who are participating, all those who will be witnessing for Jesus today, Lord, we pray for the speaker in a special way. You know everything. And Lord, hide that speaker behind the cross and speak through that speaker. You know everything. And so may we leave everything at the foot of the cross today while you bless us and forgive us of our sins in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer this morning, Sister Lewis. As always, thank you so very much. And thank you for including the speaker of the hour, Sister Sheila Gowan, for that as well. Thank you. We're going to go ahead now, as time is escaping us. We're going to bring in at this point the story of Love Power, which is the focal point this morning. I want to just give a little brief something on that. Today's theme is the power in love and forgiveness, and I'm going to do the focal point at this point. It's called Love Power. Well, we know that Luther Vandross did a song about love power, and it was a very powerful song, very powerful song. And the implications of the song is basically that there's nothing greater than love. There's absolutely nothing greater than love, and God is the author of love. So that's the essence of the song, that there's nothing greater than love. Love attracts love. Love magnifies love. God is love. And as Dr. Dorinda Ritchie sang this morning, she talked, her song was The Seeds of Forgetfulness. And I want to share this brief story with you. The story is told about a woman, a married woman, whose husband cheated on her 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And Sister Neela Lewis, if you'll stay with us with this story, I want to ask you a question and give a brief response to it. About has the woman truly forgiven this man in her heart? Now, as the story goes on, the story is about he cheated on her over 5 years ago. She said that she forgave him, and it ended up that he had a child with the woman who he cheated with. He had a child with that woman that he cheated with. But he made changes. He made spiritual changes. He loved his wife so much that he did not want his wife to leave him. And his wife loved him enough that she says she forgave him. She said, I will forgive you as long as you don't ever do anything that stupid again. And he promised her with all of his heart that he would never do anything. And he made changes before the Lord and before his wife that he would never do that again. And he did do that. But lo and behold, the story goes on to say that 5 years later, the wife is still badgering him. She's bashing him. Who has made these changes. And the question becomes, now he's finding it very difficult to live with his wife, because at least once a week, even though he's supporting the child, but he's not having anything to do with the woman outside of the child. She's bashing him, and he's finding it very difficult. And this is a true story. And now he writes in and asks the question, I can't take it anymore because my wife says she forgave me, and I've made changes, but she's causing me to live this down every day of my life. I'm thinking about leaving her. So now, Sister Neela Lewis, I'm asking you this question, and give a brief response, if you would. Has this woman in her heart truly forgiven her husband? And give a thought on that. Go ahead, Sister Lewis.
No. Has not forgiven her husband, because when you forgive, Jesus Christ wants us to forget. Some people say, oh no, I cannot forget it. Yes, love. We have sinned against God, and if God was to badger us even once per year, that wouldn't still be not love. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. What a loving Jesus. What a loving Jesus. May we learn to forgive and forget and throw it aside. When we love, we will not be badgering. In the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, teach us how to love, Lord. Teach us how to love and give us your love in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that response, Sister Nila Lewis. Going back to that song that Dr. Dorinda Ritchie sang, Seeds of Forgetfulness, Seeds of Forgetfulness, because God will no longer remember what you have asked him to forgive you for. There you go. So thank you so very much for that. This time, as the time is escaping us, we're going to go ahead and bring in for another testimony this morning. We're going to bring in Sister Shannon Bright. Sister Shannon Bright, go ahead and wake us all up with your testimony this morning. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Dr. Jesse. Good morning, Grandma Lewis. Good morning, Radioland family. It's another day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. When Dr. Jesse asked me to do a testimony, oftentimes when we're doing our testimony, what it is we're giving testimony, our testimonies based on what God has done for us. But this morning, my testimony is what God has done for someone else. I've had a very busy week. My mom had surgery, and while I was at the hospital with her for her surgery a few days ago, my husband called me and told me that one of our closest couple friends, that his friend had had a stroke, and they had admitted him into the hospital. He could barely talk. He couldn't walk. So I like to, look, don't judge me, but I really like to be on TikTok because it's just, you know, laughter is good for the soul. So I get on TikTok and, you know, it's a mixture of good things. And of course, like any social media, has this mixture of good and bad, but there's this one guy in particular that I follow on TikTok, and he's always giving testimonies about how he prayed for someone, and I mean miraculous testimonies, how he prayed. Like one lady in particular, she had this huge mass, and he prayed, and it shrunk, and I mean testimonies, like biblical testimonies, where this man is praying over people, and things are happening instantly and all the time. In his testimony, I'd be like, Lord, I wish I could pray like that, pray for people, and it happened like that. And, you know, I was just talking to the Lord about it, and I just praise the Lord for his testimony. So I told my husband, I said, let's go and see them. So we went to see them and his wife. You know, when someone's in the hospital, especially your husband, you don't want to leave their side. It's very tiring. You can't leave, and often you don't have the support that you need. And I was like, what can I do for you? She was like, I'm really hungry. So we brought her food. So while I was there with my mom, I stopped at the gift shop and got some books, because it's all about, in every situation, it is an opportunity to tell somebody about the power of God and how God loves us, and give them something. So I got her three books, that two of them that I actually own myself, that are my favorite prayer books. I picked those up and I took those, and while I was sitting there and we were talking and stuff, and I was going through it, and I found something that I wanted to read, and I told him, and the Holy Spirit told me, get up and go over there and put your hands on this man and pray. So as we were, and it was his left side. So his wife was telling, they were talking, because she was telling her husband, long story short, he's going to have to go to rehab to learn how to walk, and, you know, all these things. And he's like, I'm not going over there. I want to go home. So I was just listening. So I got up and I went over and I laid my hands on his left side and I prayed for him, you know, just for his healing and everything. And the wife was saying that, you know, he hadn't eaten in 5 days, and that he couldn't walk. You know, when he got up, he fell to the side. So long story short, God is good. She sent a text yesterday and said that this man is up, he walked, and he's eating. Can't nobody tell me that the God that we serve cannot do anything. Hallelujah. And I was like, and she was like, your prayers were answered. I was like, God did it. Look what God did.
Hallelujah.
And when we pray, it's not us. The word says, God says he is no respecter of person. He said, come to him, pray, and make our requests known. So it wasn't Shannon's prayer. I prayed over him, but and I specifically remember saying in my prayer, we can't tell God what to do. God said he does as he pleases. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait. But above all things, we know that God answers prayer, and God loves us. So I will continue to lift him up in prayer, and my grandma Lewis, you are healed in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for that testimony this morning, because can't nobody do it like Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Shannon Bright, thank you so very much for blessing our hearts with that powerful testimony. Just before you go, what is that? Some others may want to look at that video, TikTok. What's the guy's name? Do you know?
I don't know. I'll text it to you.
Okay, all right.
I'll text it to you. I'll get his name. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that. You know, we're not here to pass judgment, because I watch when I feel like I'm just kind of losing focus, sometimes I go to this Canadian program. It's called Just for Laughs. Just for Laughs. And it will have, sometimes I'm up to 1 o'clock. I know it's intemperate. Don't judge me, you all, please. I can't help it sometimes, but I'm up late at night or early in the morning hours watching that show, because it makes me laugh. And just like Sister Shannon Bright said, laughter is good for the soul. It really is. And thank you for that again this morning, for sharing that with us. All right, we're going to go ahead now and bring in another testimony this morning, a back-to-back testimony, and we're going to have that done by Sister Rosette Campbell-Lynch, a.k.a. Poet Rosette. Good morning, Sister Lynch. Welcome to today's program.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. We certainly can now. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say good morning to everyone out there in Radio Land, and just praising God for just how he's working in my life, and especially my family. I feel that family, faith, and education are like my top core values. And I've been experiencing some tests or attacks on my family. And recently, I would say particularly my father and son, in different ways. My dad has been experiencing challenges with his health since he retired. And he has survived colon cancer twice, and recently got good news the end of May that he has overcome prostate cancer. And so I want to praise God that on 7/11, because he's in the month of July too, my dad just had his 83rd birthday. And my mom has been busy as a caretaker, and I want to praise God for giving her strength, because at times she wasn't feeling her best, but, you know, God gave her the strength to help him to, you know, go through whatever he was going through. And in addition to that, I feel that at times my son has had, like, bouts of depression the last few years, and God has had to remind me to not worry, but to pray. And this month when I was having one of my talks with him, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. We can.
He was telling, when I was having a talk with him, he was telling me, and I mentioned stuff about, you know, mental health or depression or whatever, and he was telling me, I haven't been depressed since February. So, you know, it was like, I'm sharing these testimonies because I feel like a lot of times they're not, like, forthright in saying stuff, but I can see, you know, how God has really worked and healed them in different ways, and so I want to share them because, you know, I feel that at times I may be feeling down, and I know this scripture that I think about sometimes, for the Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I feel that at times I've been fearful in certain ways, and that was like my test related to their health. But I see how God has helped me to surrender that fear to Him, and how it's really been building my faith more in the Lord, and the fact that even though the devil may try to attack your family in different ways, that as you continue to pray for them, how the Lord is able to intervene and you know, work a miracle and just do, you know, whatever, what he, what, you know, do what the Lord does best to save them, to restore their health. And I just want to praise God for that.
Praise God.
And my son just had his 22nd birthday on 7/13, so we have a lot of July. Well, the three of us. So I want to praise God for the, you know, time I spent with him on his birthday, July 13th this week.
Praise.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Thank you so very much for that testimony. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to go in and we have a special feature this morning that ties in with our theme. Also, this is going to be another scripture reading and interpretation. We're going to bring in Sister Andrea Sanderson to give us that. It's a slight interjection, but we're bringing that in. Another scripture reading and interpretation, because there's power in the Word of God in the scripture, and we have learned to put God's Word back to Him, the power and love and forgiveness. Good morning, Sister Andrea.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Sister Andrea?
Yes,
yes,
I can hear you.
Can you
hear
me? Good morning. Yes, we can,
loud
and clearly.
Okay. The scripture that I have is from Ephesians 4, verse 32. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." What we need to understand about forgiveness, that it's not just about benefiting the other person, is a transformative process that brings healing and freedom to the forgiver as well. Hold on to grudges and bitterness only serves to weigh us down, preventing us from experiencing the fullness of life that God intends for us. When we choose to forgive, we release ourselves from the chains of resentment and open our hearts to the transformative power of love. But the consequence of what the person does will also be paid, but they will be forgiven and have the opportunity to change their lives and live without that desire to harm when they walk with God through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Andrea, thank you so very much for that scripture reading and interpretation thereof. God bless you as we all strive to honor His Word and to get more into His Word. Thank you so very much for that. This time we're going to, as the hour is escaping us, we're going to go ahead and bring Sister Rosette Campbell for our miracle prayer, for another prayer for us this morning. We're going to go ahead and bring her in now. I know she just did a testimony shortly a while back, but let's go ahead and bring her in now for prayer. So if you have a special prayer request, we're going to open up the phone lines, and then we have one more prayer warrior, which will be Sister Shannon Bright, but we're going to go ahead now with Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch. There's never enough prayer that we can do. The Bible tells us to cease, you know, to pray without ceasing. So let's go ahead, and we're going to open up the phone lines. Give her your name. Give her your prayer request that you may have. If you're interceding for someone, then let's do that as well. So let's give others an opportunity who may not have been able to come in and give a special prayer request. Let's give them an opportunity to do so as well. All right. Sister Lynch, once again, good morning again. And thank you for all that you do, program.
You're welcome. Good morning. I'm so happy that God has said to us to not be anxious about anything, but with prayer and thanksgiving and supplication, let our requests be made known to God. And it's so good to know that God never sleeps or slumbers, and he's always concerned. We have a high priest who can identify with what we've been through and going through. And so go ahead and give me your name and your prayer request at this time.
Praise ye the Lord. Sister Lewis.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Lewis.
Good morning. Good morning, my dear sister. Continue to lift me up in prayer. The doctors are trying to diagnose me, but I know that God is my greatest doctor, Jesus, and so I leave everything to him. The old dragon thinks he has me, and so he said, okay, I'm going to put a diagnosis on you, but in the name of Jesus, I am still praising and glorifying God. I'm shouting and praising him for his love towards me, because he promises that he will never leave me. So just lift me up in prayer, and my husband, both of us, and so that we can rejoice in tribulation. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes. Praise God. Yes. So I'll lift you up, Sister Lewis, and your family in prayer.
Hallelujah.
This is Tanisha. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Hi. Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just needed two requests. Actually, my cousin Bobby, she is in the hospital, and she needs prayer, and just to keep her in your prayers, and also unspoken for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning. Can you hear me? This is Sister Sparkle. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Good morning, Sister Sparkle.
Yes, good morning. I would like to lift up prayer for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, for the listenership, and for so many people out there that are needing to receive this good word, good counsel, this ministry. I lift up prayer for the show. Second, I would like to ask for prayer for myself and for my family.
Okay.
We are going to be traveling. We're on vacation right now, so we're traveling. And we'll be traveling Monday. So I ask for prayer for safety, traveling grace.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So you want me to go with those three?
Please I'm sorry. Please add my son, Andre. He had a birthday on the 7th of the 7th, and I was shocked. I was trying to figure out his birthday. I said, oh, I can't believe this. 46 years old. Have mercy. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. I had him on. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for
Yeah, so I'll start off with praising God for Andre and all of those who are in the month of July. Loving, merciful Heavenly Father, I just want to come before you this morning, Lord, realizing that you're worthy to be praised. I want to thank you so much, Lord, for blessing so many of us with birthdays this month, a special blessing for Andre, Sister Lewis's son, and thanking you too, Lord. My son just turned 22. I want to continue to ask you in a special way to be with Sister Lewis with her health. So I pray that you will bless the doctors with wisdom and just continue to strengthen her in every possible way, Lord. We know, Lord, that that you want us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And so I'm praying, Lord, that you will do that for her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you'll continue to bless her husband's health and be with them as a family. Pray that you will continue to heal them and help them in every way possible, Lord. Oh, I pray a special prayer for Tanisha as well. You know her unspoken request. I pray that you will continue to just touch her and bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. I pray that you'll be with her cousin Bobby in a special way, you know, all that she's going through. Pray that you will bless the doctors that are attending her with wisdom and help her to be able to regain her health as well. Just pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with Sparkle that she's on vacation. Help them to enjoy their time together as a family. And I'm praying, Lord, that you will bless them with traveling mercies as they travel back. Continue to bless Dr. Walker and all of the listening audience and everything that is being done with the Dr. Jesse Walker Show as far as ministry all around the world. I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and direct. Continue to bless the team with wisdom and with ideas. And also, I pray that your Holy Spirit will give each one the power that they need, Lord, to go forward and to do your will and to do your bidding, Lord, as you call them to help others and to give good counsel. And whatever the ministry you feel has been called to do, Lord, I pray that you will focus Dr. Walker and the team to where it will be able to benefit so many more people who need it, Lord. I pray that you will continue to look down on us in mercy and forgive us, Lord, where we have fallen short. Help us also, Lord, to forgive others and to I pray that you bless us with the spirit of forgiveness, Lord, so that we will be able to forgive others who have offended us in any way, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for your love and for all that you've done to make it possible for us to be with you, Lord, to be in your kingdom. We just want to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right. This time we're just want to bring in another little praise report. It's not little, but a praise report that God is so good to us. And I mean, many of us have already said this, how good he is. And just like those of you all that have come on the air, and Sister Shannon went and touched the man's side and prayed over him, and God delivers. God can use any of us out here. And, you know, what I've found, and this is something that you all may want to exercise in your own lives, is that when you put, when we find in our hearts that we're not holding on to anything or harboring something against someone, if you have aught with your brother or your sister, then we need to make that thing right. And let me tell you, we need to get it right with them and then, you know, go to God and ask for forgiveness as well. So if you're holding on to something out there with someone, and you know in your heart that, you know, you're hoarding this thing, you're actually hurting your own self. You really are. I have a friend of mine who wrote a book, How to Love the Unlovable. And sometimes when someone has offended you, it can be very difficult, very, very difficult when someone's offended you. But we have to find a way in our hearts to forgive. And that's what today's program is all about. The power in love and the power in forgiveness. The power in love and forgiveness. They go hand in hand. And when we can forgive, I mean, I recall seeing on the news, maybe if not earlier this year, it was sometime last year, where an officer shot this guy, this female officer shot this man who was unarmed, and it wasn't her intention. She thought she was pulling out her taser, but she pulled out her gun and she shot him. And immediately you could see that she used profanity because she realized the mistake she made. And, I'm not here to judge whether that was her intent or not, but it doesn't appear that it was done. So the video showed she said she clearly made a mistake. And then as the court proceedings went on, and she was on trial. And amazingly, she was convicted for it. But the young man's brother who was killed, the victim's brother, made a statement. He asked the judge if he could say something to the woman. And this young man appeared to be so humble that he said to the judge, "Judge, would you mind if I give," and I'm paraphrasing here, he said, "Would you mind if I just give her a hug?" And the judge said, "That's fine." So the woman, as she came down from the witness stand and she came over or came down from her attorneys over there in the defense area, she reached down and she just boiled over with tears, and they hugged for a long time. And he uttered the words to her that, "I forgive you." And it almost brings tears to my eyes how powerful forgiveness is. You know, that this young man's brother, you know, the victim's brother actually asked this woman for a hug and told her that he forgive her. And I can't even imagine the pain that woman was going through, that officer was going through, for knowing that she had made a mistake to take someone's life. But yet, this young man who was hurting in pain for the loss of his brother, how he just forgave this woman, forgave her, this officer. And, you know, that's powerful. That's a whole message in itself. That's a whole ministry in itself. And when you can do something like that, wow, can you just imagine how when we make it right with our brothers and sisters here on this planet, how God can open up doors when we find power and love and forgiveness. So I wanted to share that with you all. And at this time, we're going to go with our final prayer warrior. And then it's coming upon me. And after that, we'll have the introduction of the speaker, which I will bring to you. And then that will be followed by our song of meditation by Sister Tanisha. And then we'll have the speaker of the hour, Sister Sheila Gowan. So right now, we're going to open up the phone lines once again. And we're going to begin our final prayer warrior, and that will be brought to us by Sister Shannon Bright. Once again, Sister Shannon Bright, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, I don't know if you saw it on the news or not, but the story that is going around for Carly Russell. She's a 25-year-old young lady that was riding down the interstate in Alabama, and there was a baby walking down the side of the road. So she called the police, and she pulled over to help the baby, and now she's been kidnapped. She's missing. They found her car, her purse, her keys, and no baby, and she's missing. So it's a search out for her, Carly Russell. So let's make sure that we keep Carly Russell lifted up, that she will be found. That story is being spread on CNN and all the channels, and I just wanted to add her name to the list this morning. And can I get the next person's prayer request?
Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy, God. I want to ask you to pray for Lucrita lost her mama about 3 weeks ago. She's my neighbor, and God allowed me to see her. And I always talk to her husband, but she's always inside. And he said to her the other morning, "Why don't you get up and walk with Sister Lewis?" And it so happened one morning I saw her, and I hugged her, and now we have become best friends. And so please pray for Lucretia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yesterday morning, I asked her to download on her phone the National Sunday Law. I gave that paper to her. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Pray for her. She's so happy now. She's smiling. She couldn't sleep, she said, but now she's sleeping. Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is there another?
Yes, my name is Lorenzo Spencer. I would like for you to pray for the mother of my children, Sandra Wright. And I would like to for you to pray for all the people on this panel that's made a big difference in my life and spiritual, and connected with the spirit mind and mental and physical as well. So as we try to fight demons on this show and try to dissect the wiles of the devil, it's a very telling thing to do on a daily basis. Sometimes you may wither, but help us keep that strong spirit in us to dissect the wiles of the devil. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Is there another? You want me to go with these, Dr. Jesse?
Yeah, I just want to add a friend of mine's daughter. Her name is Ty, T-Y-E. I want to pray that God would open up the windows for her this week. Her name is Ty, T-Y-E, that she's studying for an insurance test, and that she will, and if it be God's will, that she pass that test, and God will open the doors for her to have the dream job that she wants. So for her to pass the test and get the dream job that she wants. Her name is Ty. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, Lord, we thank you. This is another day that you have made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we are so thankful that this morning when we woke up, we could wake up. It had nothing to do with the clock. It had nothing to do with we ourselves, Lord. It's just because of your grace and mercy that we are still here. Yeah. Lord, I ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, creating us clean hearts and renew the right spirit in us, God. Lord, the topic of forgiveness is a topic that is both sensitive and that is crucial in our lives, Lord, because we as human beings, Lord, and speaking for myself, when we are offended, Lord, it is very difficult to forgive, Lord. But, Lord, we must forgive. If we want to be forgiven, we must forgive, Lord. So help us, for we cannot help ourselves, oh God. Lord, I thank you for my grandmother Lewis, Lord. Lord, I lift her up, God. Lord, you are a God that heals. Satan is angry about this woman of God just being who she is, her very existence. But, Lord, we know that you can lift up a standard against the enemy, God. We're praying for healing. We're praying for pristine results, Lord. We're asking for the doctors to be baffled when she goes back, Lord, and say, we don't know what happened. And then she can give her testimony. She knows what happened, that it was you, God, that have healed her, that has restored her. Be with her. Be with Grandpa Lewis. Be with her children. Lord, you know what they all stand in need of, God. But, Lord, we love Grandma Lewis, Lord. And she is just, we love her so much, Lord. So, Lord, just have your way and heal her body, Lord. Because we know that we are praying this in line with your word, Lord. So that, because we know that Grandma Lewis knows she's not here for herself, but to testify and to bring many into the kingdom, God. So we thank you for that. Lord, I ask for you to continue to comfort and guide Lucretia, as she has lost her mom, Lord. Lord, losing a mother, my mother is still alive, but losing a mother or a father, Lord, that is a wound that never heals, Lord. We just begin to deal with life because we have to, Lord. So, Lord, I ask that you continue to be with her. Thank you for Grandma Lewis being that ram in the thicket. And she may have lost a mother, but she has another one that will step in and be the mother and the comforter that she needs. I know that without a doubt, Lord.
And, Lord, I ask that you, again, I'm lifting up Carly Russell, the missing 25-year-old young lady, Lord, that has disappeared into thin air after those calls, Lord. Lord, whoever has her, Lord, we know that that is the enemy and that is someone evil, Lord. But, Lord, we ask that they get no peace, that they have to release this young lady, Lord. And I ask that this lady has the words from on high to convict the heart of whoever has her, Lord. Please spare this young lady's life, Lord. Lord, I lift up Brother Lorenzo, Lord. Lord, we are so thankful for how he is out ministering, spreading the word of the gospel, him and his wife, Sandra, Lord. Lord, when you're doing when we're doing what we're doing, which is praying, interceding, claiming your promises, Lord, we are a target for the enemy, Lord. But, Lord, we are so thankful that you said you would lift up a standard against them. And, Lord, we know that only those that endure to the end will make it. So, God, help us and give us the peace, give us the wisdom, give us everything that we need, Lord, to be about your business, Lord. Lord, I lift high up, Lord. I ask that you turn on the light bulb of wisdom for this testing, God. Lord, as I do often when I'm overwhelmed with work, Lord, I ask for your help, Lord, and you give it to me instantly, Lord. So, Lord, you will do the same for Ty. You will bless her, keep her, and enlarge her territory. I lift up Brother Jesse, Lord, as he has this show where we can come and just talk about the goodness of God, Lord. Continue to bless him, bless his show, bless his business, bless his endeavors, Lord, and continue to bless his health, Lord. And we are so, so thankful that, Lord, that you hear our prayers. You said that you would incline your ear to hear us, God, and we believe it. And we love you, we honor you, we praise you, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that powerful prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. All right, as our time is escaping us, we definitely want to give the speaker of the hour her time. We want to give her her time on the program. And so let me go ahead. We're going to do the introduction now for our speaker of the hour. And that is our speaker of the hour is no stranger to ministry and mission work. I asked her to speak nearly 2 weeks ago, and she was nervous to do so in her response, but without hesitation, she agreed to do the work of God and for God. And it's not for me, you all, when people are doing programs on here. I certainly appreciate it, don't get me wrong. But she was nervous in her response because that she felt that that was not the area of her calling. But she agreed to do the work of God for God. She is the widow of a pastor whose ministry was over 25 years. Over 25 years, her late husband served in ministry. She's a former president and CEO of her own business. She's since retired from that business. I believe this may be her first sermon. She'll tell us when she comes on the air. I believe it may be her first sermon. And I say that because of her nervousness when she responded to me. She's a powerful sponsor of all of my shows. She's there for every one of my shows. She's one of our powerful sponsors, which we have a number of powerful sponsors, and she's one of them. She's compassionate about humanity and helping others. She has never said no to assisting and helping me in so many areas of the missions that I participate with and the missions that I participate in as well. She carries on her late husband's ministry and mission by servicing humanity with her philanthropy. She's really a giver. She really is. I am proud to call her my friend and colleague. And after the song of meditation, which will be sang by Sister Tanisha, the next voice you should hear should be that of our speaker of the hour, Sister Sheila Gowan. Hear ye her.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can.
Okay, good. Okay. Good morning, everyone. So as I was thinking of what to sing, God brought this song to my heart. Lord, I know the power
of the blood of the Lamb, the cleansing flow from Calvary to redeem fallen men. And even in our weaknesses, your love can always reach us. Lord, your grace still amazing. Lord, your grace is still amazing. Lord, your grace is still amazing. Amazing to me. And sometimes our desires may lead us far away, but your Spirit draws us back to you no matter how far we stray. And Jesus, I'm so grateful that your love is more than faithful. Lord, your grace still amazing. Lord, your grace is still amazing. Lord, your grace is still amazing. Amazing to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Amen. What a beautiful song. Thank you so much. This is Sister Sheila, and I just appreciate the privilege to share God's word, and appreciate the introduction, Dr. Jesse Walker. Maybe I should just stop now after that. I don't know. But I just thank all of you for listening and for praying for me and for loving God and sharing all that you have so far this morning. It's blessed my heart already. But as we look into God's word this morning, I want us to focus on his love and forgiveness for us, and also our love and forgiveness for others. There's three things that I'd like to share with you today. I'd like to share that we should imitate God, that we should not be deceived, and that we should make the most of every opportunity. And I know that we've all looked back at times and said, oh, I wish I'd have said this, I wish I'd have done this. And so God challenges us this morning to make the most of every opportunity that he gives us. The scripture that I'm going to read and where all my points are coming from is from Ephesians chapter 5. Imitate God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We should live a life of love. It really only makes sense, doesn't it? If we're going to imitate God, the only way we can is to live a life of love. 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. What kind of love are we to share? Well, that love should be self-sacrificing, the same kind that Christ has for us. We all know that it's not easy putting our needs, wants, and desires aside for the sake of others, is it? I mean, after all, we want what we want when we want it. So sometimes it's really hard to put others first. But were we called to live an easy life? Even though the life of a Christian is not easy, It is not overly difficult either. 1 John 5:3 tells us, this is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. God didn't call us to live to a life that we couldn't live. So sometimes we think, oh, the laws and the rules or something that God's asked us to do is too hard or too difficult or too burdensome. But he says, no, he's called us. He didn't call us to live or ask us to do something that we couldn't do. By his power and his spirit, he will enable us to do what he's called us to do. Ephesians 5:3-5 says, but among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Ephesians 5:8-14 says, live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's try to find out what pleases God. Shouldn't that be our greatest desire as Christians and followers of Christ, to find out what pleases him? After all, that's why we're here to begin with. Revelation 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We can't continue to say we are Christians if our first priority is anything other than striving to please God. What pleases God most? Having nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. We are to be holy as he is holy. Holy means set apart, separate. God's will for us is to separate ourselves from evil and set ourselves apart for good. Secondly, we should make the most. Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. The second point is do not be deceived. Ephesians 5:6-8. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes to those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Wrath comes to the disobedient. There's no other way to put it. God's wrath is being stored up and will one day be unleashed upon an evil world. Don't be fooled into thinking that because you go to church every now and then, or the fact that you might put a little money in the offering plate, is going to be all you need to escape the wrath. Notice what God's word said. God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Well, what does it mean to be disobedient? Well, it's more than stumbling occasionally. It's more like continually turning to sin and giving over to the temptations in life. It's living a lie by saying Jesus Christ is Lord, while your actions prove otherwise. It's never coming to acknowledge the lordship of Christ at all. But we have come to know Christ, and we need to live like it. The third point I'd like to make is make the most of every opportunity. Ephesians 5:15-20. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told to make the most of every opportunity. How are we to do that? By doing two things. The first of these is... Give me a second, I'm sorry. The first of these is to be rid of evil. this isn't an easy thing. How many times have you dealt with the struggle of overcoming a particular temptation that, you know, that continues to come at you? We can echo the sentiments of the Apostle Paul when he said, what I do is not the good I want to do. The evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. What a wretched man am I. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Christ has rescued us, but it is up to us to recognize it daily. The blood of Christ covers us and cleanses us from every sin, and so we are strengthened not to continually fall to it. It doesn't mean we'll never be tempted again or that we'll never stumble again, but it does mean that we have the power to overcome the temptation each and every time if we'll only use it. It is the power of God's Holy Spirit living in us. Understand that it is vitally important to let God's Spirit help to change us. So we are to speak to one another. One of the most common complaints that you hear about relationships and problems is that, you know, and about is it, it's always about communication. The Bible tells us that we are to speak to one another, but it's more specific than that. It says to speak to one another in certain ways, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. What? Are we supposed to be singing to each other? Well, I guarantee you wouldn't want me to be singing to you right now. But no, this means to speak to each other words of encouragement and loving support. And this is always a two-way street. This is not saying that there are certain people who need to pick me up more than others. This is saying that it is the responsibility of each of us to encourage one another. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. We should submit to each other. Now, if there's anything more difficult in true communication than speaking, it's listening. Admit it, there are so many times when you're in a conversation and you find yourself falling into a bad habit. While the other person is speaking, you're hearing it, but you're also busy thinking about what you're going to say next. I know I fall into that habit a lot. I'm planning what I want to say while they're talking, and it's hard to listen when you're doing that. Listening seems to be a lost art oftentimes. But there's more to listening than just hearing what the other person is saying. If you're really listening, then you act on what you're hearing. That doesn't mean you always agree or that you comply with every demand. It means that you are submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. It means that you stop and recognize one another's needs and are willing to do what you can. It means that each of us is to subject himself to his brother or sister in Christ out of reverence for God. It's about love, it's about service, and it's about real gratitude. And, you know, we just have to ask ourselves, are we really grateful for what Christ has done for us? I just would like to say that my husband was a pastor for over 35 years, and he loved the Lord like no other. And he always said, you know, God can take a situation and turn it around. God can help you to forgive, even if there's things that have been really, really done to you that were wrong. And God can help you through this life. And one of the things he said one time was, you know, do I want to leave my family and you know, miss them or have them here by themselves? No, but God loves them more than I do and can take care of them better than I can. And his dream was to see Jesus, and he's there doing that. We all prayed for his healing. And he is healed now. He's with God and perfect now. So as I close, let's imitate God by loving him and others. Sometimes it's not so easy to love others if they do wrong to you. But in love and forgiveness, we have to show them Christ. Let's not be deceived. Let's accept forgiveness from God and forgive those who wrong us. God forgives our sins. We have to turn around and forgive those who have wronged us. And forgetting sometimes might be hard to do. And even though it might still be on your mind from time to time, you can move on and love that person. And I find that the best thing to do when someone does hurt you or wrong you is to pray for them and ask God to give you the spirit of love for that person, even though it might be difficult. Let's make the most of every opportunity by loving and forgiving and sharing what Christ has done for us. We have a world right now that's in turmoil and chaos, and we see it every day on the news, just like the 25-year-old that disappeared. I mean, why would that happen? She was trying to help somebody. And we know that God is in control, but he does allow things to happen. But we have to come to him and pray and ask God to help us and ask God to help us forgive, just like the man who forgave the cop that shot his brother. I'm sure that had to be a very, very hard and difficult thing to do, but through Christ, all things are possible. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I pray that something I said will touch your heart and lead you closer to God this morning. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
And thank you, Sister Sheila, for bringing us a very powerful message on the power and love and forgiveness. And Sister Sheila, just before you go, was it your first sermon? I put that in there, and we can correct our records. Was this your first one?
As far as sermons go, no, not really. I've spoken before, but it's been years and years, so it is kind of like a comeback. So thank you so much for asking me.
Okay, and thank you for your delivery this morning. She's reminded us of three things, and her scripture was on Ephesians 5:1-2. Live a life of love, the power and love and forgiveness, live a life of love. She reminded us of three things, emulate or imitate that of God, and I certainly, that's my focal point. She reminded us not to be deceived, because the enemy will come along to conquer, divide, and destroy, to deceive us like he did in the Garden of Eden with Eve. And she reminded us also, which I thought all of these were very powerful, to make the most of every opportunity. To make the most of every opportunity, even where it seems like it's going to go bad for us, God can turn that situation around to glorify himself, and make it good for us, even when we can't see it ourselves. So we want to go ahead once again and thank her for a powerful message this morning and within the time frame, actually. It's like a pilot. She got on there, and we were running behind, and that was my fault. I take blame for that. But she came on like the pilot, and, many of you all who've flown on planes, and the pilot says, well, we're running behind schedule, but we're going to try to make up the time in the air. And when I first flew and I heard that, I'm like, how's he going to make up? He's not God. How's he going to make up the time? And then it dawned on me. I was 21 flying to Canada. I was 17 flying to the Bahamas. And for the first time in my life being on a plane, and it dawned on me, the only way he can do that is maybe go fast, and that's what it was, that the pilot was going to go faster at that time. So we thank Sister Sheila, and we apologize if we appear to have come across in a rushing fashion. I take blame for that, but nevertheless, God delivered through her word of emulating God or imitating him and not to be deceived by the enemy, who will constantly come along and make the most out of every situation and every opportunity. All right, we want to thank our speaker once again and all of you all who participated on today's program. Thank you so very much for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Please mark your calendars for the next Miracle Prayer Day, which will be July 29th in 2 weeks. That's July 29th in 2 weeks. That will be our Miracle Prayer Day program. Now, if you desire to participate on the program, please reach out to any staff, volunteers. You can contact Sister Charlotte Henry, Principal LeBron, Ms. Woodbury, Ms. Neela Lewis. You can reach out directly to me if you'd like to also. The positions do fill up fast, so we're going to ask if you'd be so kind, we'll send you a reminder. If you would just let us know if you want to do the scripture reading, that's fine with the interpretation. If you want to be the guest speaker, if you want to sing, do special music, or you want to do the song of meditation, testimony, prayer warrior, you want to do the opening prayer, you want to give a praise report, you want to do the welcome or the purpose, the focal point, any of these here, we are open to giving everyone an opportunity to serve God in the way that they feel best, that enriches their spiritual life with God. And I want to thank you once again for your support and all of our sponsors. Excuse me, all of our sponsors and all of those that subscribe with us to help us keep this mission going. God bless and keep each and every one of you. And now we're going to have our benediction by Pastor Castile Rowe. We're going to bring Pastor Rowe in for our benediction, and let's go ahead with that. Pastor Rowe?
Yes, I just want to say to everyone, we had great topics tonight, especially, talking about love and also just the great powers of forgiveness. And we take our examples from the master teacher who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, to the only wise God be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another until we meet again. God bless you all.
Programming this morning. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Good day, everyone. God bless each and every one of you all. And please, be a blessing to someone out there this day. Be a blessing to someone out there this day. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Great. Amen.
Amen. God bless
and
you all.
Great and great clothes.
Thank you for the full prayer. They say, God bless you all. Have a great week. Stay well and stay safe, everyone. God bless you, Sister Marjorie.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie.
God bless. Thank you for your prayer also, Pastor Ron.
And God bless you, Brother Lorenzo. I enjoyed that Psalms 1. You know, we had to be careful with our surroundings. So that was very encouraging and continue to share the great love with others.
And thank you, Sister Lois, for that powerful prayer. And thank you for the requests you made for me, Pastor O. And God bless everyone on the show. Take care. Love you all. Bye. Dr. Walker, have a great day. And all the best to you and your family.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Lorenzo, take care. Sister Lois, keep well. I'll keep you in prayer. And happy birthday to your son, Sister Lois, and to my grandkids. God bless. Bye. Everyone be blessed. Thank you, Speaker of the Hour. Thank everyone for their participation. Great job, great job.